Yes, the great souls who travel around this world and spread Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. And you need a sense of aesthetics. And I think Prabhupada is very can be very, very glad that he went out of this atmosphere of Vrindavan and distributed the real necessity for us, so that we are now at the hill of Giriraj. So Tava Katamritam is a glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Tava Katamritam Tapta Divanam Kaviviriditam Kalmashapaham Shavana Mangalam Shimatatatam Bhuvigrinanti Eburidajana Tavakatamritam Tatadivanam Kaviviritam Kalmashapaham Shavanamangalam Simadatatam Bhuvigrinanti Deburidajana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Dinanath. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hi, boy. Hi, boy. Hi, boy. Highball! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Highball! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shyama Vanavari, Giridhari Shyama Vanavari. Giridhari Shyama Vanavari, Giridhari Shyama Vanavari. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari. Giridhari Shyama Vanavari, Giridhari Shyama Vanavari. Giridhari Shyama Vanavari, Giridhari Shyama Vanavari. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Radharamana Giridhari Jai Radharamana Giridhari
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Gaya transformed him. No longer did he act as a proud scholar, but now the Lord was transformed into a gentle Vaishnava. Seeing Lord Chaitanya's humility, the devotees sincerely blessed him at every moment. They said, "Worship Krishna, remember Krishna, hear Krishna's holy names, and make Krishna your wealth and your life's breath. Chant Krishna, Krishna. Become Krishna's servant. Keep Krishna and no one else in your heart." The devotees continued, "As you had previously conquered the world through your scholarship, please now conquer the entire world with worship of Lord Krishna. Please conquer all the materialists and all the offenders." The devotees then spoke of their own unhappiness. They said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My son, many teachers live in Navadvipa, but they are sannyasis, tapasis, and jnanis. When they are asked to speak about devotion to Krishna, they become silent. Oh, my son, they will not talk about Lord Krishna, nor will they glorify Lord Krishna. Instead, at every moment they insult him, and unfortunate persons hear them and accept their words as truth. Oh, my son, for this reason we burn with pain. Nowhere do we hear the chanting of Lord Krishna's names. But now, Lord Krishna has mercifully made you walk on the path of devotional service, and now we know that the materialists and the offenders will perish. May you live long," they said. "May you always chant Krishna's name. May you manifest Lord Krishna's glories in this world." Thus, after hearing the blessings of the devotees, as well as their sufferings, Lord Chaitanya, in his heart, decided to reveal his true identity. The Lord said, "You are all very dear to Lord Krishna. Whatever you say will certainly come to pass. Because of your kind words, my life is now successful. Please continue happily singing the names of Lord Krishna Chandra. The Lord cannot bear to see his devotees suffer, and therefore, repeatedly he descends to this world and associates with them." The Lord then said, "This I know. You will bring Lord Krishna Chandra to this world, and he will bring the bliss of Vaikuntha to Navadvipa. Because of you, the entire world will be delivered." The Lord then continued, "Please know that I am always your servant. Bless me by saying, 'We will never leave you.'" Lord Chaitanya then took the dust from the feet of his devotees, and they blessed him many times over. Although the Vaishnavas were thrilled to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exhibitions of ecstasy, ordinary persons could not recognize that the Lord was manifesting ecstatic love for Krishna. They considered the Lord's ecstasies as a symptom of madness caused by imbalance of his life airs. Even Mother Sachi was in anxiety about her son's behavior. Worried about her son, Mother Sachi did not know what to do. She surrendered her body, her mind, and words to Lord Krishna and took full shelter of him. She sent a messenger with letters to Srivas, Thakur, and the other Vaishnavas. And in response, one day, Srivas Pandit arrived at the home of Sachi Devi. Lord Chaitanya attentively stood up and then bowed down as soon as he saw Srivas Thakur. Seeing a devotee, Lord Chaitanya became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. He wept and trembled. The hairs of his body stood on end. Seeing Srivas begin to circumambulate Tulsi Devi, Lord Chaitanya at once fell unconscious. After a few moments, the Lord began to weep and tremble. He would not stay still. And seeing this, Srivas Pandit thought, "These are signs of ecstatic devotional love. Who would be so foolish to claim these as caused by a disorder of his life air?" Returning to external consciousness, Lord Chaitanya said to Srivas Pandit, "O Pandit, what do you think is the cause of my condition? People say my vital airs are in disarray and that I should be tied up or that my head should be massaged with Vishnu oil. O Pandit, in your heart, what do you think is happening to me?" Smiling, Srivas Pandit said, "Your madness is good madness. I wish I could be mad with the same disease that you have. I see on your body the signs of ecstatic love of Krishna. Lord Krishna has been very merciful to you." And hearing this from Srivas Pandit's mouth, the Lord happily embraced him. The Lord said, "Everyone says that my life airs are in disarray. You have given me great hope. Now my life has become glorious. If you too had said that my life airs were in disarray, then I would have drowned myself in the Ganges." Srivas Pandit then said, "Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Sanat Kumar, and all the sages and demigods yearn to attain the love for Krishna that you possess. Let us gather and chant the holy names of the Lord. Let the sinners and offenders say what they like." Then Srivas spoke to Sachi Devi and said, "Please break into pieces all the worries in your heart. His life airs are not in disarray. Your son possesses ecstatic devotion for Lord Krishna. The people who do not understand this do not know the truth. But in the future, if you witness his great ecstatic devotional love for Lord Krishna, please do not mention his ecstasies to ordinary people." And thus Sachi Devi threw far from her heart the idea that the life airs of her beloved son were in disarray.
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Accompanied by the Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya performs Sankirtan day after day. Seeing Lord Chaitanya, everyone became blissful. Still, no one could fathom that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Seeing the Lord's very wonderful ecstatic trances, everyone was filled with wonder. When he trembled, 100 men could not hold him still. From his eyes flowed hundreds and hundreds of rivers of tears. The bodily hairs on his golden body stood erect. Moment after moment he would loudly laugh. Sometimes he would fall into an ecstatic trance for 3 hours, and returning to external consciousness, he would say nothing but Krishna, Krishna. At one moment his limbs would become stiff like pillars. At another moment they suddenly would become as soft as butter. And seeing these wonders, no devotee thought that Lord Chaitanya was an ordinary human being. Someone said he must be a partial incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Someone else said, Lord Krishna enjoys pastimes in his body. Someone else said, perhaps he is Sukadev Goswami or Prahlad or Narada. And someone said, I think he will break all our calamities. And the wives of the devotees said, he is Lord Krishna, taken birth amongst us. Someone else said, I think he is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. And in this way, each person expressed the opinion in his heart. When Lord Chaitanya would return to external consciousness, everyone embraced him. No one has the power to describe how he wept. Staying with his close friends, the Lord said, I will tell you of my sufferings. My sufferings have no end. I found and then I lost Lord Krishna, who is my life. When the devotees heard this secret, they were thrilled. Full of faith in his words, they sat on 4 sides around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he explained further. The Lord said, there is a village called Kanai Natashala that I visited when I was returning from Gaya. In that place, I saw a handsome boy who was dark like a tamal tree. His charming hair was decorated with new gunja berries, and upon his head was a splendid peacock feather, and he wore a necklace of glistening jewels. I have no power to describe him. In his hands he held a very beautiful flute. Very charming anklets decorated his feet, and decorated with jeweled ornaments, his arms defeated sapphire pillars. The Sri Vatsa mark, the Kastuba jewel, and a dazzling jeweled necklace all shone on his chest. And how can I describe his yellow garments, his shark-shaped earrings, and his lotus eyes? Smiling and smiling, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he approached me. He then embraced me and ran away. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, without first attaining the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has the power to understand his words? Speaking and speaking, Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious to the ground, saying, O Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna. A great commotion arose amongst the devotees, and everyone chanted, Krishna, Krishna, and holding the Lord still, they took the dust from his feet. First the Lord became peaceful. Then he became restless, calling out, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He wept. A moment later, he would become peaceful again. The devotees spoke amongst each other and spoke to the Lord, saying, O Lord, we must have performed many pious deeds to have attained your association. And to a person who has attained your association, what value is the world of Vaikuntha? A sesame seed worth of association with you bears the fruit of pure devotional service. Please become our leader in chanting the holy names. After happily speaking words of encouragement to everyone, the Lord returned home. His gait, the style of his walk, was that of a maddened lion. Yet, even when at home, the Lord did not act like an ordinary person. He remained always in an ecstatic trance. How many streams of bliss flowed from his graceful eyes? The Ganga that was born from his feet now flows over his face. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Were the only words that the Lord spoke. He spoke nothing but this question. Seeing a Vaishnava, the Lord would ask him, Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And saying this, the Lord would begin to weep and the devotees would attempt to comfort him. One day, Gadadhar, carrying some betel nuts, happily came before the Lord. Seeing Gadadhar, the Lord asked him, Where is dark, handsome Krishna, who wears yellow garments? Seeing the Lord's suffering, everyone thought that their hearts were breaking. If someone tried to answer, he found no words would come to his mouth. Saintly Gadadhar respectfully said, Lord Krishna is always in your heart. Hearing the words, Krishna is always in your heart, Lord Chaitanya tried to rip apart his chest with his fingernails. A great commotion arose, and Gadadhar grabbed the Lord's hands, and by speaking many sweet and gentle words, he somehow pacified Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar said, Krishna will come. Be peaceful at heart. Seeing all of this, Mother Sachi became pleased with Gadadhar, and she thought, I have not seen anyone intelligent like this boy. He pacifies my son very easily. And Mother Sachi said to Gadadhar, My son, please stay here always. Please don't leave us and go somewhere else. Seeing the Lord's wonderful ecstasy of love, Mother Sachi thought about her son. No other thought came to her mind, and in her heart, Mother Sachi thought, He is not a human being. What kind of human being can make flooding rivers of tears flow from his eyes? I do not know what kind of exalted person he is. Afraid, Mother Sachi would not come before the Lord. There's a little more. Excuse me. That evening at sunset, the devotees gathered one by one at the Lord's house. With great devotion, Sri Mukunda Sanjay read verses aloud. And hearing saintly Mukunda's splendid voice, Lord Chaitanya, the jewel of the Brahmanas, entered an ecstatic trance. Hari Bol! Lord Chaitanya roared. his sound of his voice filling the four directions. But then the Lord fell to the ground, and no one could hold him still. The Lord manifested fear, laughter, trembling, perspiring, roaring, and standing up of his bodily hairs. He simultaneously manifested all the symptoms of ecstasy. And seeing these wonders, the devotees happily sang the Lord's holy names. Nothing could check the Lord's ecstasy. And in this way, the entire night passed like a moment. At sunrise, the Lord somehow returned to external consciousness. Day and night, in this way, Sachi's son chanted the holy names in his home. And thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan movement.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Gauranga Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauranga Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Goranga Nityananda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the life of the worlds. May I remember his feet at every moment. After leaving his home in Ekachakragram, noble-hearted Lord Nityananda visited Gaya, Varanasi, Prayag, Mathura, Dwarka, and the ashram of Narayan Rishi. He went to Lord Buddha's home and Lord Vyasadeva's home. He visited Ranganath, Setabandhu, and the Malaya Hills. Then the Lord went to Anantapur. He fearlessly wandered in the uninhabited jungles. The Lord visited the Gomati River, the Gandaki, the Sarayu, and the Kaveri. He visited Ayodhya and Dandakaranya. He visited Trimala, Vyankateswar, Saptagodavari, Maheshstan, and Kanyakanagari. He visited Reva, Mahishmati, Malatirtha, and Haridwar, where the Ganges descends to this world since and ended in ancient times. After seeing all these holy places, Lord Nityananda returned to Mathura. No one had the power to understand that Lord Nityananda was the origin of Lord Anantadev. And when he saw the place in Mathura where he was born in ancient times, Lord Nityananda roared with great pleasure, and he happily displayed pastimes and rolled in the dust of Vrindavan as if he were a child. No one could understand his exalted nature. Other than tasting the nectar of topics about Lord Krishna, Lord Nityananda did not eat. On some days he would drink only a little milk, if it was offered unasked. During the time Lord Nityananda was in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip, and always chanting the holy names, Lord Chaitanya was filled with bliss. Still, because he could not see Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nevertheless remained unhappy. Lord Nityananda waited in Vrindavan until he heard the news that Lord Chaitanya had begun his Sankirtan movement. And as soon as he heard that news, Lord Nityananda left Vrindavan and at once went to Navadvip. There, in Navadvip, Nityananda Prabhu stayed in the home of Nandanacharya. Nandanacharya was a great devotee of the Lord, and he gazed at Lord Nityananda, who was splendid like the sun. Lord Nityananda wore the garments of an avaduta. His body was tall. He was always grave and deep. The holy name of Lord Krishna stayed on his tongue day and night. Moment after moment he roared with bliss. He was wild. His charming face defeated millions of moons in beauty. His smile was the life of the world. His lips were graceful and handsome. The splendor of his teeth defeated pearls, and his glistening eyes were large and red. His long arms reached to his knees. His chest was broad. He walked with soft and graceful steps, and he spoke kind words to everyone. When the people heard the words from his mouth, their bonds of karma were at once destroyed, and when Lord Nityananda came to the town of Nadia, all the world exclaimed, "Jai, Jai." Who has the power to properly glorify Lord Nityananda, who personally broke Lord Chaitanya's sannyas danda? Even a merchant or a lowly person or a fool who chants Lord Nityananda's name becomes able to purify the entire world. And Nandanacharya happily offered hospitality to Lord Nityananda. Whoever hears of Lord Nityananda's arrival in Navadvip will attain a great wealth of spiritual love. When he learned of Nityananda's arrival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced limitless happiness in his heart. And speaking to the Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya revealed what was to happen, but no one could understand his words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "O my brothers, in one or two days, a great person will arrive." On that very day, Lord Chaitanya first worshipped Lord Vishnu and then hurried to meet the Vaishnavas. The Lord told everyone, "Last night I saw a great wonder in a dream. A chariot that was the best in the world, with a palm tree flag, stopped before my door. On that chariot, I saw a very tall person. On his shoulder, he carried a mace. He was not peaceful. His left hand held a water pot, and he wore blue garments. A blue turban decorated his head. On his left ear was a colorful earring. I think that he looked just like Lord Balaram." "Then," Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I heard him speak. 'Is this Nimai Pandit's home? Is this the home of Nimai Pandit?' He repeated this simple phrase 10 or 20 times. He wore the dress of an avaduta, and he was very powerful. I never before saw anyone as powerful as him. I looked at him very respectfully. And then I asked, O great personality, who are you? He smiled and said to me, we are brothers. Tomorrow you and I shall meet. Hearing his words, I became very happy. I felt that he and I are the same person. Speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya left external consciousness far behind. He entered the mood of Lord Balaram and he began to roar, bring madhu, bring maru, bring wine. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared, and hearing his roar, everyone felt that their ears would split. Srivas Pandit said, O my Lord, you already possess the wine that you desire. Others can taste it only if you give it to them. Trembling to see the Lord in that mood, the devotees stayed far away, and in their hearts, the Vaishnavas thought, there must be a reason for all of this. Laughing, singing, and rocking his body to and fro, red-eyed Lord Chaitanya became just like Lord Balaram. After some moments, the Lord returned to his natural state, and he said, in my heart, I think there is only one explanation for my dream. An exalted personality has arrived in Navadvip. We will soon meet an exalted person. Haridas, go! Srivas Pandit, go! Go and find who this person is. On the Lord's order, these two great devotees happily searched every part of Navadvip. And as they searched and searched, the two devotees said, this person must be Lord Balaram himself. Wild with happiness, the two devotees searched the city, but they did not discover even a half a sesame seed's worth of news of him. For 9 hours they searched all over Nadia. Not finding the object of their desire, they returned to Lord Chaitanya. To the Lord's feet they presented this report. We did not see him anywhere. We looked in the homes of every Vaishnava, every sannyasi, every pious householder, and every materialist, but we remained unable to find him. We looked everywhere in Navadvip. Hearing their words, Lord Chaitanya smiled. He knew that Lord Nityananda was playing a trick. He thought, Nityananda has hidden himself very well. Actually, says Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, in this incarnation, Lord Nityananda is carefully hidden. Only if Lord Chaitanya himself reveals him can anyone see Lord Nityananda. After a moment, Lord Chaitanya gently smiled and said, come with me and we will find him. Chanting Jai Krishna as they walked, the devotees happily accompanied Lord Chaitanya, who knew everything, to the house of Nandanacharya.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Goranitai, 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 Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Goranitai, 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 Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Goranitai, 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 Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Shri Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Nitai Gora Haribo. Hari Haribo. Jai. Jai. Ki Jai. Radhe, 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 Shyam.